Welcome, guys, to Novi's Little Cast. What you'll be hearing is just a series of recordings that I have made for the fun of it. Some of these are old gameplays, old recordings, and you'll be able to tell by the quality. And some of these are more recent, just kind of, this is a cool feature, I kind of want to show this type of thing. There isn't really much editing that goes into stuff like this for me. For me, it's just kind of hit record. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do, so let's hit record and see what happens and see how viable this idea is. And if it's something that I feel is worth actually putting up, then here it is. Plain and simple. For me, that's actually a lot of fun to do. I kind of like doing things on a whim for stuff like this, for tech, for games, for whatever it is. So this is just kind of what it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe in your favorite podcatcher and voice message. Let me know what you think. If you're an Anchor FM user, if you're not an Anchor FM user, I would highly recommend it. That's what I'm using to do this, and it's very, very simple to do. So give it a shot. Email is in the description, and you guys rock. Thanks a lot. All right, so we're playing the gate.
Slot 3.
Let's create a new game in slot 2, because I'm playing it on normal, and it is hard on normal. Let's just replace it.
Yes. Please select the difficulty. Easy.
Easy, because this game is damn near impossible on anything else other than that.
Is this your first time playing the gate?
Yes.
Let's say yes. Why not?
Loading. Please wait.
Mom? You're looking much worse today. Mom? I wish I could hear your voice. I wish you'd speak to me. You've not spoken in 3 days. Your breathing doesn't sound healthy either. Mom! Are you okay? Please, please speak to me. Please, just speak my name. I'm worried you've caught the plague that's been killing so many of our people. I'm gonna go get a doctor. I'm gonna get someone who can help you.
Patrick.
Come on! Come on! Faster, you dumb animal!
That horse is a dick. It just leaves him.
Where am I? Where am I? Mother! What? My eyes are starting to adjust here. Prison bars? Am I in jail? But this doesn't seem right. It's like a dungeon. It's like something out of a horror film. Though, it looks like I can break those bars if only...
Hello?
There we go.
Who's out there? I can't see outside of my cell.
Hello? Are you a fellow prisoner?
Yes.
My name is Patrick. I was trying to travel to a nearby village to fetch a physician to come and examine my ill mother. On my way, though, something knocked me off my horse. I awoke down here and managed to break through the prison
bars. That still doesn't make sense.
I think they're rusty or
something. He said a horror film.
You're in the dungeon of Hell's Castle.
Hell's Castle?
That's the name of the castle. Hell's Castle.
No shit.
Don't worry, you're not dead or anything.
So, what are you in prison for?
It's a long story. Let's just say I had a bit of a disagreement with a fellow vampire.
Vampire?
I'll explain in a second.
Well, I'm not like the other vampires here. Don't get the wrong idea. It's because I'm not like them that I'm in prison.
C- Can you help me get out of here? My mother's life could depend on it.
There's not much I can do from in here. Just head upward. I'll keep in touch with you telepathically if there's something really important I need to tell you.
Freaking what?
In the first level, you will encounter several objects and enemies that you will be unfamiliar with. Vases, which you hear quietly to your right, are largely decorative objects that you can break with a single chop of your knife. Though most are empty, you will often find a helpful item inside others. You will encounter a goblin enemy who sounds like this. Goblins don't do much except run towards you and slice you with their powerful long dagger. You will also encounter rats. Rats are much like the goblins, but slower and do less damage. Whenever they hit you, however, they may poison you. When you are poisoned, you can tap to an item called the Holy Supplement, which acts as an antidote to the poison. You'll also encounter bats, which both act and sound similar to rats.
Except they're much faster, if you notice.
Bats are harder to hit than rats, but they usually die with a single hit from any weapon. Ghosts are mean creatures. They can't attack you, but if they touch you, you will instantly die. They aren't hard to kill, but they sure are fast. The last enemy you will encounter in this level are gremlins. Gremlins are too fast for you to chase. They will run up to you, attack you, then run away. You need to kill them before they reach you, or take a hit and kill them when they come back for another shot at you. That's a hole. Fall in there, and you are instantly dead. You are notified of the hole by two squeaky floorboards. Be careful, though. You need to pay close attention. These are the stairs that will take you to the next level. You can't take the stairs until you've taken care of all the enemies remotely close to them. Shift and enter will allow you to climb them. That's it for the first level. Get ready to fight.
Alright.
Game paused. Pause real quick. Resume game.
And explain a few things. So, what I was saying earlier was how ridiculous it is that he said, this is like something out of a horror film. Yet, he goes on to say, I was riding my horse and I needed to get a physician for my mother. That's fine, but it just sounds weird that, like, I don't know. I'm probably overthinking it as I do a lot of things. But there's a lot of info that was given to us, plus the little cutscene there. And another issue that I kind of have is, like, she just goes, I'll keep in touch with you telepathically, and he just goes, okay. Cool. And he's just kind of like, here we go. Like, there's not much explanation given. Again, I'm probably overthinking a lot of this, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one.
Resume game.
Let's continue. So,
knife.
Off to our right is a gremlin. He's gonna... Here he comes. Let me break these things first. Come here. Yeah, he will attack pretty quickly, but
98% health.
He doesn't do too much damage.
Holy supplement.
So he just broke that vase and get out of here. Die. Thank you.
Oh. Angel breath.
Okay, that's a rat. Now the bats, we need to attack them in the air. Here comes another rat.
See,
they're not doing a whole lot of damage to us. We're doing alright. Okay, here's a ghost. Now, ghosts, you don't want to get hit by. They will kill you in one hit. Hang on. Come here. Let me back away from this hole. Ah.
Holy supplement.
So now, you hear this hole off to our right, and you'll hear one, two little... I'm going to back away again, because I don't want to accidentally press the arrow key. You hear two different sounding pieces of, I guess, wood, you'd call them. So the trick to this is, as soon as you hit that second piece, jump. So, let me... Just gotta come up here. Yeah, enemies will keep coming at you. They will come at you from either the left or the right side sometimes, if you're not fast enough. So let's jump over this hole. All you do is just hit up arrow once and jump by holding down right arrow, like this. Boom. Now we got this.
Arrow pouch.
We have a bow and arrow. Or an arrow pouch. That's a bat.
Holy supplement.
Oh, okay, he poisoned us.
Arrow pouch. Angel's breath. 2. So we arrow can use pouch. Holy supplement. 3.
Our holy supplement. We tab and shift tab and enter. And we're clear of poison.
87%.
That does do some damage. I think it does 1% damage for every little splash. So remember that arrow pouch we got earlier?
Bow.
Let's use it. We hit 2 and press R to reload the bow and hit space. And dead.
Knife. Bow.
You can press A to check your ammo.
4 arrows.
4 arrows. So we got a bat. And a rat. Whoa, watch it! Kill this guy.
Angel's breath.
Guy.
2.
You want to be careful with these arrows.
Knife.
Because you don't
bow.
Have a whole lot
1
of them.
Arrow. Knife.
Here,
bow.
Let's use this last arrow to break that
knife.
Piece.
Holy Angel's Breath. 2. Holy Supplement. 3.
Checkpoint.
I'm gonna jump over this hole first. And take care of that guy in a second. Come here. Shit! Damn it. Okay, thank God for checkpoints. That was my bad. You'll notice something. Enemies keep walking towards you. I'd rather take that than be in that giant slew of enemies, honestly. Alright, let's actually do some damage. Come here. I'm gonna wait until he comes over here, that way we're not near the hole. So you can jump over a lot of these enemies, as you noticed. Oh crap. Nope.
Angel, holy angel, holy supplement. 3.
Come here. Okay. Oh shit. God damn it, there's 2 of them. Oh fuck. Okay. Kill you. I'm gonna go break that vase over there first. Gimme. 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 Good. Okay, I'm gonna put some distance between you guys. I hate you. Oh, okay.
Bow.
This guy irritates me. There we go. Okay, you're a rat.
Knife.
And you're also a rat. Oh god. This could be interesting. Okay. Dead. And you, ow! God damn it!
Angel, holy, angel, holy supplement.
Okay,
2.
Okay, okay, we're good. Oh fuck. Die. I better get to this level fast, otherwise I'm gonna be piling up with enemies. Hold on a second.
Game, resume game, resume game. Return. Resume game. Return to the main menu.
Oh,
use load
crap.
Game. Select slot. Go back. Slot 2.
Am I gonna have to...
Mom?
God damn it, I'm gonna have to start over again. Because I was stupid and didn't...
In the first level.
Shut up, we know all this. Woohoo. So we just start over again, yay. We just barrel our way through all these enemies here. Ow.
Holy supplement.
Now, not always, but sometimes jumping will actually give you an advantage. Kill that motherfucker. No. Bad ghosty. Fucking.
Holy supplement.
Whoa! Watch the. Okay, let me kill this guy. This guy's making me nervous. Die. That, get
arrow
that, and keep going. Okay, so bats will spawn holy supplements, which will cure your poison. And there's a... Yep. Do we need it? No, we don't. Okay, good. We're good.
Check I'd love to.
Oh shit. This is where we get our little gauntlet of holes and enemies. Jump. Kill you. Now those ghosts will kill you with a single touch. You need to be careful with them, otherwise you're dead.
Angel breath.
Oh, I landed right. Oh, I'm a freaking ninja with this thing. Nope. I said no. Oh god. Nope. Get the hell back here. No! You little shit. Oh my god, I hate you. Okay, let's use the bow and arrow. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
Knife.
Okay. No, I'm gonna ignore you. I see you. I'm going to completely ignore you. Whoa, okay. Die. So you can put some distance. Die. See all those enemies just kind of disappear. They'll get there eventually. Can we go to the next level? No. Yay, we can! Okay, good. They weren't near the
Your thing. Game has been saved. The first new enemy we'll talk about in this level is the animated statue. The animated statue is very slow, but packs a punch if you let it hit you. It's very defensive, so killing it won't be easy. The immortal corpse is the only other new enemy in this level. It is a fast enemy which attacks rapidly. It cannot be killed, but when you attack it for long enough, it will run away and never come back. There are some new objects in this level, though. That is a slime wave. It is a wave of sludge that will deal massive damage if it hits you. You need to time it right and jump over the slimy wave so you don't take serious damage. Ah, what a relaxing sound. Mm-hmm. This is the healing spring. You'll need it. When you step into it, your health will be restored to 100%. And finally, the trapdoor. The trapdoor acts exactly the same as the staircase. That is, move onto it and press Shift Enter to proceed to the next level. That's it for level 2.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Bow. Arrow
pouch.
Die. Zero. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch.
Die.
Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch.
Die.
Three arrows. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Knife. Bow. Knife.
I'm gonna be careful with these statues.
Bow. Knife. Holy supplement.
Come here.
Holy supplement. Angel. Arrow pouch. Holy supplement. Six.
Use
Holy
that.
Supplement. Holy supplement.
Oh!
Holy supplement. Holy supplement.
Well, that was insane. I almost died. I didn't.
79% health remaining.
Okay. Whoa! Let's jump out of your way. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Angel breath. Extra life. Arrow pouch.
There he goes.
75% health remaining. Holy supplement.
To watch out for that ghost. I wonder if I can get enemies to attack me in here, and if it'll just restore my health to 100 every time.
Extra life.
Come here, statue. Come on. Come here. I'm just trying to be an idiot here. I wonder if it'll just restore my health to 100. Come here. Alright, come here. Come on. Hit me. Hit me. Come on.
...80% health remains.
Okay, maybe not. That was interesting. An interesting experiment. Can I jump back into it? Yep, there we go. Okay. So you actually have to leave it and come back to it, and it won't heal you. That sucks. No, bitch box. Whoa, watch that sludge!
Angel breath. 98% health remaining.
Sometimes it's better not to use your arrows. Trust me. Yeah, that's right. You better
96% health remaining.
He doesn't do much damage. I can handle him without using my arrows. You want to save your arrows, trust me. Come here.
Holy supplement. Angel, holy supplement. 10. Holy arrow pal.
Whoa, watch.
Holy supplement. Arrow pouch.
Okay, we'll need these in the next level.
Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch.
Continuing on to the next level.
Your game has been saved.
Time. This relentless, eternal, inescapable curse. I, the Grey Lady, have been its victim for centuries.
Centuries? You can't be that old. You're no older than I am.
I may look young, but I have seen more seasons than you can possibly imagine. They come and go. Never ending, ever changing. It just goes on and on. But you can help me escape this endless existence.
I don't really think I can help you. I shouldn't even be here. I'm just trying to find my way back outside.
The gate holds the key to my release. This stairway is a portal. It brings you one step closer.
To the end?
One step closer.
To the end?
I don't know anything about a gate. Look, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you're blocking the staircase. Could you maybe move away?
I have never been permitted to pass any further than these stairs. I am forced to stay in this life of eternal misery. You must help me. You must open the gate.
Look, I don't know anything about any gate. And I don't really see how opening a gate is gonna help you either. I'm just trying to get out of this living hell so I can help my mother.
So you won't help me? You won't help me. Then you won't pass. Death is too kind for you. But I'm afraid it's the only option I have.
The Grey Lady is simply a ghost with a lot of speed and a lot of health. If you get too far away from her, she can teleport back to you. The idea is not to get too close and not to get too far away. She may also call on her little ghost friends to help her. Good luck.
Game okay, pause. Let me pause this real quick game. And explain what's about to happen. So, She is going to come at me, and I'm supposed to jump over her and attack her from a distance with my arrows. Remember when I said you wanted to save your arrows? This is why. You cannot let her touch you, because if you do, this happens.
Defeat me. I shall not die.
Game yep. Pull. Return to the main exit. Life. Return to the so main load gate.
Select slot to go back. Slot. And load and skip the little things here. So.
The Grey Lady. Game pause.
What I'm going to do.
Resume game.
Is use my arrows to defeat her. I'm going to have to jump over her a little bit. And hopefully I can do this before she calls on her little ghost friends. Wish me luck.
Bow.
Oh, reload. Whoa, I missed. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm not going to be cheap and reload every time, otherwise we'd be here forever. Ghost. Watch it. Okay.
Game, return to the main load, select slot 2.
I'm going to be cheap. Blah, blah, blah.
The great bow.
Jump over her. Okay. Whoa. Got her.
If only this were the end.
God, that was different. Huh. Wonder if she's not dead. Wonder where she is then. Hope the gate she was talking about is the gate out of this castle.
Here's one of my biggest gripes with this game. You hear that letter off to your left? What happens if we press Shift Enter to go through it?
Well, already been down there.
So, why have it there? It's just kind of an annoying sound source. So basically, that's it. You kill her, you just walk over here to this ladder, stair thingy, and next level.
Your game has been saved. Ooh, what's that hiding invisible in the shadows? It's a skull eater. Apart from the whole invisible thing, it is much like other enemies. Nice doggy doggy. No, that's a demon dog who wants to rip out your throat. He's a more powerful version than other enemies you've seen for the most part. Knife.
Okay, so those skull eaters will come at you out of nowhere. That's the whole point of the invisibility thing. Like that? You basically just want to...
Bow.
Fight them from a distance.
Two arrows. Sword. Sword.
Alright, that sword will help you a lot. Right now...
Holy supplement.
Ah, help. Son of a bitch.
Knife. Sword.
Now, these things have a range.
Angel's breath. Arrow power.
That was
11,
insane.
95% health.
I still have a lot
remain.
Of health, but that's okay. The sword has a specific range that you can't...
Holy supplement.
That sound is really
Holy
loud.
Supplement.
Ow. That sound is loud and annoying. Anyway. They have a specific range that you can't really...
Oh, here comes a doggy. Get your ass back here.
Checkpoint.
He'll come back. Almost had it. Almost. Okay. Oh God. And here we go. We're across.
Extra life. Extra life. Angel's breath.
Something that sucks about these items is they're not random. They're all showing up in the same order.
Checkpoint. Arrow pouch.
Where'd he go? Die. Whoa! Crap! See, the sword is really powerful. It actually helps you a lot in killing a lot of these enemies. Like that. Are you freaking kidding me? Leave me alone. That jumping thing, you basically, the second you hit that second tile, you want to jump.
Arrow pouch.
Jump over him before he gets a chance to swing again.
Holy supplement.
Let's fight these guys from the
two
distance.
Arrows.
Whoa. Shit. Other guys,
holy supplement. Angel's breath. Arrow pouch. Angel's breath. Arrow pouch. 11.
Okay, I got plenty of arrows. I'm not worried about that.
5 arrows. Knife. Sword.
It's when the enemies start piling Checkpoint. Up like that that I'm like, okay, I need to use the arrows. Careful. These things will come up behind you. That's the whole point of the checkpoint. Multiple dogs. Divide and conquer. Oh God, these things are fast. We can make our way towards Whoa. That spring. Whoa. So this guy's
Sword.
Gonna be a douchebag.
Bow.
Okay, you're dead.
Sword.
Oh God.
Bow.
Okay.
One arrow.
Those things are freaky, and they can take a while. It's up to you how you want to take them out, with the sword, with the knife, or with the arrows. I prefer the arrows just because of the whole shoot from a distance thing. Now we just walk. There's just this long stretch of nothing. And there's a bat. Oh god. Ow!
Knife. Knife.
Nope, die.
72% health remaining.
I should have gone back towards that spring, but that would have taken way more time than I really needed. I'm gonna avoid you. Ignore you completely, actually. Oh, shit. Okay, we gotta take this guy out.
Holy arrow, holy supplement, 17.
Die. Alright, next level.
Your game has been saved. Arrow pouch.
Okay, so this guy...
Bow.
You want to take out with arrows.
Arrow pouch.
There's no way around it. You have to...
Four arrows.
You can almost get him.
One arrow.
Oh, I'm gonna be cheap.
Game port return. Main low. Calibrate low. Select slot. Go back. Slot. Arrow. Bow.
Okay.
Three arrows. One arrow. Game return main load select slot 2. Arrow bow. One arrow.
Ow. Yeah, this guy does a lot of damage.
Return main load calibrate load select slot. Bow arrow pouch. One arrow.
Does a lot of damage. So you want to... You want to jump when he shoots. And take him out from a distance.
One arrow.
This is gonna suck. You want to do this. You kind of don't really want to move. He's almost dead.
One arrow.
I wasted that arrow patch, but that's okay.
Five arrows. Sword.
Oh, hell.
Bow. Arrow pouch.
Okay, so when he dies, all these arrow pouches spawn.
Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch. Arrow pouch.
See? There's a shit ton of these things.
Arrow pouch. 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 Arrow pouch.
Alright, next level.
Your game has been saved. This is a bird bomber. Although it cannot attack you directly, it can place out bombs which strike a wide area around the bird. It is a fatal attack as well. This is a zombie. Relatively slow and unintelligent, the zombie's attacks may leave you with zombie rot, a more powerful form of poisoning, which can only be cured using the item Miracle Cure. The last new enemy you must deal with is the Devil Spider.
I hate those things.
The Devil Spider will shoot webs which will freeze you for a significant amount of time. While you are paralyzed, the spider moves in for the kill, hitting you rapidly with single weak attacks, which when added up could easily be fatal. There is also a new obstacle in this level. This is a falling rock. The rocks repeatedly fall from the ceiling in the same location. You need to dart underneath while the rock is falling and get past it before it squashes you. We've also got a new way to the next level which works the same as the trapdoor and the staircase. This is just an ordinary door. Shift and enter on the door will take you to the next level.
Oh!
Knife.
Okay.
Knife.
We are playing! Now!
Holy supplements.
Nope.
Bow.
Ow.
20% arrow pouch. 20. Holy sup. Angel's breath. 6.
Alright, so angel's breath.
50% health.
Restores
remaining.
Your health by about 20%.
50% health from 80% health remaining.
Okay, make that 30.
Sword.
Damn it.
Bow.
I hate these damn things.
Sword.
Whoa, watch it, watch it, watch it. Can you die? Oh, damn it.
Bow.
Damn it.
Bow.
We're gonna keep our distance.
Two arrows. Knife.
Break that stupid statue.
Life.
These bird bombers are in the air, so we can actually kill them before they set off their little bombs. Oh shit. Whoa, watch it. Shit! Hate these damn things. Ah, that sucked.
6 lives.
It's those stupid spiders. That's why I hate them, because you can't jump over them. You have to kill them from a distance, so it was either the spider or the hole. I didn't want to take my chances with that hole. Blah, 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 long stretch of nothing. Blah, 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 blah. Whoa. Watch it. Oh my god, I made it. Okay, let me go grab that item. This thing.
Critical cure.
And break that.
Extra life.
And jump over the sledge. Oh god.
Checkpoint.
Ow! Balls. Where's that stupid zombie? Ow!
Miracle kill, one.
Watch it! Whoa! Okay, so you can kill these things. You can kill the bird bomber things right when they set off their bombs, and you'll be fine. Okay, so there's these rocks. Whoa! Whoa, okay, that was close. You just time things. Oh god. They make me nervous.
Sword. Forty. 1% health remaining.
Oh my health. Ouch.
Checkpoint.
Uh-oh.
Miracle cure. Angel's breath. 4. 71% health remaining.
I don't usually like using these things. Whoa, whoa. I'm gonna kill that one to give me some distance from this guy. I'm gonna go away. I'm coming for the kill.
Miracle killer.
Good boy. You didn't even throw a bomb at me. Good boy. Sorry you died. Except not. Let's continue. So, there are stretches. Whoa, shit! I didn't even see that coming. Basically get two hits off from a distance. They take four hits to die! Ay. Yay hazards. Leave me alone! Oh, this is gonna be ugly.
Five arrows.
That takes care of those things. Oh my god. Where'd they all go? I had like a crap ton of enemies, now they're all gone. Do the bombs explode the other Okay, do the bombs explode the other enemies, I wonder?
Angel breath.
Oh, angel. Hell no. Oh, hell no, you don't. Oh, God. Are you dead?
5. Miracle cure. Angel's breath. Holy arrow pouch. 15.
Okay, I have plenty of arrow pouches. I'm not worried about that. Next level.
Your game has been saved.
Wow. I've not seen anything like this before.
You're in the Hall of Morgana. Morgana's a dark witch who's a bit, well, insane. Keep walking and I'll tell you what those badly drawn pictures and weird symbols on the wall mean.
Alright. So we just walk. Literally, we just walk.
It's been so long since I made my home here. Days blend into weeks, blend into years. The gate must be open so I can see my master. I work day and night so the day will come faster.
Notice a recurring theme here?
I mix potions for my lord. I protect with my life my master and his hoard. Very, very soon I will see my master again. I will tell him all I've done for him.
Okay, that didn't exactly rhyme.
Sounds like the ramblings of a madwoman.
Well, she's as powerful as she is insane. You'd better hope you never meet her.
Foreshadowing, which means I will meet her.
Your game has been saved.
The moment you entered this room, you sealed your own doom. The truth you shall beware, as your flesh begins to tear. Your soul I will release, as I cut you piece by piece. To put you in my brew, to give my lord his due.
Hey! Put the knife down! If you think you're gonna put me in that cauldron, you're in for a shock.
Indeed, you may complain. But alas, it's all in vain. By the grace of fire and ice, your innards I will slice. For every thrilling chase, there's a new mangled face. And now it is your turn to join their ranks and burn.
Okay. Scary.
Morgana's a tricky witch to beat. Before she will fight you physically, you must defeat her cauldron. To do that, approach the bubbling noise. Then attack it as if it were an enemy or vase. She will launch three kinds of spells at you to try and stop you destroying her cauldron. Fire spells, water spells, and ice spells.
Hey, those are really loud.
In order to protect yourself from these instant kill attacks, you need to quickly jump left until you reach a fire, water, or ice switch, whichever one corresponds to her spell. To activate the switch, have it centered and press shift and enter. Fire switch. Water switch. Ice switch. For example, if you hear the fire spell, this noise, then you will jump almost as far to the left as you can and press shift enter on the fire switch. It sounds like this. The switch creates a barrier which, when the spell hits it, both the barrier and the spell will dissipate. When her cauldron breaks, who knows what she'll do, but I'm sure you can handle it by now.
Okay.
Game paused.
That's a lot of information. Let me kind of break it down. Basically, all you really need to do is just go to the cauldron, which bubbles, and you stab it over and over and over and over again with your knife. And if you hear water, fire, or what does not sound like ice, it sounds just like a bunch of hissing, you go to one of those switches and you hit shift enter. But if you're pretty fast, I think you can maybe take out the cauldron before any of those spells even hits you. So let's see how this goes. So we're passing the switches.
Knife.
Ha! I got it before the fire spell even hit me.
So,
bow. Whoa, watch it. Shoot her, and she takes a lot of damage. Watch it! Ow!
Two arrows, 69% health remaining.
Watch it! Ow! You're gonna take damage, I don't think there's any way you can avoid that.
Two arrows.
Gosh, she's strong. Come on! Ow! Now she's running. Dead.
Well, that puts an end to that witch. Or, what rhymes with witch?
Ha ha ha, so funny.
You're still alive?
Not for much longer, thanks to you. I suppose without me to help defend their castle, they'll never manage to open the gate. A pity, really. My master would have truly loved that.
What gate? Who are they?
They? I mean the vampires. The vampires own this castle as a haven for other so-called dark creatures. The gate is their ultimate plan of escape. Nearly all of them are immortal. Immortality isn't as great as everybody seems to think. They can't kill themselves, or they would. The only way to escape is to move their physical bodies from this realm to the realm of the afterlife. The gate is a link, the only link, which connects this world to the afterlife. You should help to free them from their pain.
Why would they need my help?
Wow. Interesting editing.
Hey, where'd she go?
Well, that gives me something to think about. I just don't get why they'd need my help. I'm also starting to wonder if I'll ever find my way out of here.
Alright, next level.
Your game has been saved. Aha. We are now almost halfway through this castle, but that probably means we'll be facing more power enemies. The first new enemy here is the Flame Apprentice. He launches fireballs, which you need to jump over. The fireballs sound like this. You will also run across vampires.
Come to me! I must have sustenance! You are mine!
Vampires can only be killed by getting lucky and hitting the right spot. As such, the faster you attack, the better. There is a weapon called the lightning rod somewhere in this level, which is useless on all other enemies but vampires. It allows you to hold down the space key and rapidly release nearly harmless attacks. Your chance of hitting that weak spot is drastically increased. This is a priest, but not one of God. Instead, this priest worships Satan. He will go around and heal the various monsters that you are attacking. They cannot do any damage themselves, but they are fast and hard to hit. Sword.
So right off the bat, we're confronted with the Fire Apprentice, so we just... Well, dodges fireball. Ow! Oh shit, I hate these things. Alright, something interesting about this level. We're actually in the middle of the level. You can go to the left or to the right from here. We're gonna go to the left because to the left is where the lightning rod is that we need.
Lightning rod. Miracle cure.
Shit. No! Fuck me!
Bow. Miracle Cure 3.
You can also...
Miracle Cure. Arrow Power. Miracle Cure 4.
What the hell is going on? Okay... I don't know how to explain what just happened. Basically, when you take enough damage from a zombie, the game plays itself for a little bit. I want to try that again. Okay, here it comes. Now, you'll infect me. No, you didn't.
95% health remain.
What now? Alright, so... When your health gets low enough...
72% health remaining. 67% health remaining. 62% health remaining.
That was very interesting.
57% health remaining.
Do it again.
52% sword. Health remaining. 23% health remaining.
Oh, come on! That was a very interesting thing that just happened. I want to replicate that. There it goes. So now the game basically plays itself. He's just... This is so interesting. I like this. This is cool. And then eventually he dies.
Game pause. Return to the main menu.
That's a very interesting thing that happens when you get to 0% if you get infected.
X return main low calib low slot 2. Go back main exit the gate.
But I'm actually going to end this here for now because I want to actually do this right later. I want to do some more playing in my other slot to make sure that I can actually get through this level in one piece. Well, for the most part. Hope you guys enjoyed it and Thanks a lot for tuning in.